What's up, everybody? Welcome to Rice and Beans. Everybody's in the house. Jasmine, Cookie, Jester, Pepper, we're all here for you, just like always. What's up, everybody?
What's up?
Not much.
So, I was thinking about the question game that Jasmine played with last week, and that was kind of cool, so it started the wheels turning, so I kind of wanted to kind of keep the same thing going, but this time it's just one question, but I promise it'll be a good question. So it is, what is the weirdest thing that you've heard in the bedroom?
That is a thinker.
See, I told you.
I do not want to go first.
The only thing I can think of is one time there was this guy who was going down on me and said, I love you.
What?
He had enough mouth room to say, I love you?
Wait, and so I... How long did you know
Let
him?
Let him finish, huh?
How long did you know him?
She's a like, few days.
Okay, better than a few hours.
We had just met. This was our first
better
date.
Better than the standard.
She's like, I don't know. 5 minutes ago, I was asking his name, and 10 minutes later, he was down there.
Saying he loved me.
Saying I love you. Yeah, that's the only thing I can think of.
Okay, so...
I mean, you don't really say that, and we weren't really, like, boyfriend and girlfriend or anything.
Yeah, no, especially somebody you just met 3 days ago, that's kind of...
And you let him go down on you?
That's...
I don't think of no that's fucking... That's where you draw the line, really.
He's I think, like, I love you.
I think Pepper's real question is, why did you wait so long? 3 days?
Oh, I misunderstood the question.
Holding out for 3 days?
Yeah, what's up with that?
Tease.
All right. Mine wasn't so much like it wasn't so much a statement, more like a request. So the request was, I have a sore throat. Will you come down my throat so I can feel better? I'm not kidding. She did ask me that.
Well, did it work?
It worked for me. I mean,
well, the correct way to cure a sore throat would be just to give head, not, you don't have to swallow it, just gotta give head. It's working your muscles right there, so you're loosening them up, and the next day it feels
what
good. Yeah, when you have a sore
is
throat,
this even fucking medically proven?
When you have a sore throat, give head, seriously, or eat a popsicle, whatever, but
no, same give head difference.
Head is kind of better.
No, give head. Give head. Yes. Mm-hmm. Be a team player. Make somebody's day.
Try it.
I mean, just keep it above 18. You know what I mean? Like, there's no reason to go to jail over a sore throat.
Yeah. 19, maybe, just to be safe.
I mean, like 17 and a half if you're, you know, depending on what part of the country you're in.
17?
No, seriously. In some states, it's
the age of consent is like 16.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
16?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Alabama, right?
Like Texas, yeah. Probably, yeah. Or Mississippi or something. Somewhere in the Bible Belt.
Yeah, right. It's in the South or the East, but I know it's not out here. So, all right. That leaves Pepper and Cookie.
Did you forget my name? You like,
No, I'm just trying to decide who's going to go first. Both of them look like they don't want to go. This is probably going to get really weird.
No, mine is kind of just like hers. A simple thing. Like, I don't know. The weirdest thing I've heard is some guy say, like, daddy's cock. Want daddy's cock. And I'm like, ew, don't mention my dad in the bedroom. Like, how would you like it if I had you call me mommy? Like, ew.
He just gets rock and
he wanted me to call him daddy. I'm like, no, you're not my daddy.
She's all, I don't know my daddy, okay?
He's all, here, put on this diaper.
Oh, fuck. He had kid issues.
All right. Yep, it's time to Annie up.
Cookies turn.
Was it with the priest?
You shut your mouth, Pepper.
You should see him. It's like a man walking the fucking the Green Mile.
This is so
bad. He ate his last meal. Now it's time. Ain't nothing between him and the chair except air.
No, honestly, I really don't have anything too random or outlandish in regards to that. I don't know. I think this would be typical. Like, stop, you're hurting me. Like, that's... Like, everybody's heard that, right?
Yeah, that's the wrong hole.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah. How about, like...
I've had that happen before. Well,
this
I mean,
isn't consensual.
Really exactly.
We've all heard that, right?
Yes.
Yes.
That's the biggest lie that's ever been told to me. This isn't consensual.
I've been shushed. Like, shh, keep it down. I'm like, I'm trying.
I hate when the
neighbors... Why don't you swallow this? It's disgusting.
I hate when the neighbors start pounding on the wall. Fucking mind your own
business.
I know.
Or when your roommates are like pounding at your door. Go to bed, grandma.
Damn it, woman, I'm trying to get some...
That should have been the question for me. Like, what's the weirdest thing? Like, does it have to be one of the person in the room? Because, I mean...
What's the weirdest thing your grandma's ever said to you through the wall during sex? Other than shut the fuck up.
Use protection.
Those better not be my good towels.
What would my grandma say about the Jews, remember? Don't spit or what?
Oh, yeah. The funniest thing I've ever heard Pepper's grandma say was...
keep it kosher.
You shouldn't spit on people because you're not Jewish and the Jews spit on Jesus.
Preach.
I'm not kidding. I was like, I heard it. I stopped.
My grandma.
I was like, say it again. And she said it again. And I was like, all right. I just wanted to make sure I caught the whole thing. And I'm out.
She's crazy. Why she had a wine glass in her hand. Talking shit. Yeah.
So, whatever it is. It is what it is. I mean, I think that could be another segment. Like, what's the most creative way you've ever been shushed during sex from the other room or from another part of the building? But I guess we'll save that. We'll save that for a later show. Just like the joke I made, the biggest lie that I've ever heard in the bedroom was, "This is not consensual." She was so full of shit.
Of course, the camera's not on.
Right?
You're like, damn it, we filled this out in the fucking dating app. You agreed. You said yes.
You knew what you were getting into before I described it.
So
you marked it as a fucking 7. Damn it.
So okay, outside the bedroom aside, biggest lie. What's the biggest lie you've ever been told? Not the one that you've told, but somebody's the biggest lie that's ever been told to you.
Santa.
Goddamn parents.
Mine's
the tooth fairy. I literally got sad. I thought there was a tooth fairy that went under my pillow.
There is a tooth fairy.
No,
I'm
not.
Right here, bitch.
No, I got told no.
The tooth fairy is your local crackhead in the fucking corner.
We have names, Jasmine. We have names.
It just reminded me of that scene from A Million Ways to Die in the West where he's like, you put this under your pillow and the tooth fairy gives you a dollar. And in the morning he has, in the morning there's like fucking horse shit underneath the pillow. And he's like, there ain't no tooth fairy. Now clean up that horse shit. So the biggest lie that's ever been told to me, I'm going to have to go with, it was just after high school and... The girl that I was dating at the time, we broke up, and like 2 weeks later, she calls me and says that she's pregnant, and I told her, okay, well, I'll help take care of the kid and everything, but I'm not going to get back together with you. And so she lets me stew on it for, you know, like a few days and trying to drive the point home that that there should be two parents around and this and that. And
you called her bluff.
Right. And a lot. And I told Pepper about this and she's like, you know she's not pregnant, right? Like, all cynical and stuff. And,
okay. I already knew that bitch's lie.
And, gee, you're right. I mean, she was, because, like, as soon as I stuck to the whole,
I'm not going to
get back together with you, then all of a sudden, like, 2 days later, then she has a fucking miscarriage. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that I don't think I've heard a bigger one than that. So, yeah,
that happens. We have to do that sometimes.
Is that last resort?
Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes you just gotta forge an ultrasound picture.
Wow. And my tubes are tied. I still pretended. I got away with it almost.
That was funny. We did good work.
I know. He was like, oh my God, I think it looks like me.
I went once forged an ultrasound picture for Pepper.
Oh my God.
She's seen Photoshop.
Now I need a marriage license.
Oh yeah. I forgot about that. The things we do for a free vacation.
Right?
Most people just give head.
Oh, I keep it classy.
Since when?
Starting today.
Like starting tomorrow.
Fuck it, I'll start this weekend.
We all have resolutions.
We're at the end of the year, I'll make it next.
New Year's is coming up, right? Right around the corner. All right, Cookie, what do you got?
I don't know. I think I'm the light E. Like, I'm the one that makes up the big lies. I'm like, okay, you guys need to keep this for me.
That's exactly what I said.
You can't tell anybody. Like. I don't know. Like, yeah, no, I really don't have it. Like, nothing. Santa. I'm just sticking with Santa.
All right. Well, what about the most memorable lie?
Also Santa.
Santa, wow.
I love the holidays. I'm your dad.
What?
Oh my God.
No, they went for a DNA test right away. There's no getting out of that one.
Every time.
What about you, Pepper?
Let me think. Oh. When some guy I met, and it was at a bar, and then after it ended, and I asked, the question I always ask everybody is, are you married, or are you in a relationship? And they say yes, then I walk away. If they say no, then I usually, you know, like, hey, talk to them. Well, I found out a month later that he was married, and he told me he wasn't. So he lied to me.
Wow.
Yeah,
did you
sick.
Still keep...
No, up? Hell no. Oh. Like, no. Like... We only, like, talked, like, a few times, and then I never talked to him. Like, because so I just didn't. I had a feeling he was married, but he was kept on saying no. And then his wife called me, and I told her.
Did you know his wife?
No.
Were you guys friends?
No. I just went to a bar and
so,
met somebody for once. Just, so like, met a random.
Still, okay, so I'm still waiting to hear the problem.
That's...
Like, what...
He's married!
And...
I don't do that. Not, like,
was he married with benefits?
No, he was married with no benefits.
Like medical, dental?
No. If he was married with benefits, 401k. That's different. But no, he was married with no benefits.
He had plenty of in-home care.
Vision.
She was home waiting because he was at work. And yeah, it. So no benefits. See, that was wrong, right?
Well, if he's not married to one of your friends, then what's the problem?
Because his wife says no, like that. I respect that, like, because I wouldn't want that done to me. Like, if they,
she's not
like
a homewrecker, guys.
Yes, thank you. See,
we don't know anything about construction.
I hear you, but I I don't get it. But I hear you.
Whatever.
But
that's a big lie.
No, I get you though. Like, if it's one thing to be in an open relationship or an open marriage and go out there and.
Yeah,
I'm married.
If
yeah.
you guys both consent, then yeah, but not like just she's sitting home waiting, and I'm like, nope.
And okay, so if he would have been in an open marriage, would it have made a difference if he would have been like,
no, I don't
yeah,
know.
I'm out here, and my wife knows.
I would have had to think about that. Like, I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Really?
Like, because I didn't know her or anything. Like, I don't know. It's weird.
See, then Jasmine's husband was right. When he was on the show, he brought that up, that when he was talking to different women, that they would ask, are you in an open marriage? Does your wife know? And in his case, yes, she does know. And he's like, I could put you on the phone with her if you want to talk about it. And, you know, she'll vouch for me.
Sometimes they just don't believe that. Like, they're just like, nope, I want to hear it from the wife. And I have to know the wife. Like, it just, I don't know. It's weird. But that's why.
And I guess this is going into guy-girl code thing, but, like, it's completely different for a guy. It's like, oh, you have a husband. Yes. Does he care that you're out here? No.
Good enough for me. Because guys are assholes.
It hasn't stopped people. So, yeah, I completely vouch for that.
Right? Good enough for me. Let's go get naked. Like, it's...
I mean, if anything, sometimes it's all they're really looking for.
It makes it,
like,
that
it's automatic.
Better.
Yeah, it's automatic, like... Oh, yeah, I'll totally hook up with you because you put out, obviously. You're out here. You're on a dating app. You're going to put out. But then I don't always because,
they have herpes.
I'm not going to fuck everybody. You know,
my standards. Sometimes they have a fat ginger brother hop out of the shower and scare you unexpectedly.
I apologize for that.
It was still true. No, but I mean, I guess I get it. I mean, it's not like whether it's true or not. Like, they just be upfront, I suppose, right? You know, and see where, because it's
speaking of fucking upfront. Then,
Why
is it that guys always lie about their dick size? You have no fucking clue how many guys talk their fucking shit out of, like.
You're absolutely right. I don't know because no guy has ever talked to me about his dick size. So I'm going to have to take your word for it.
Don't. Do you believe them or just read their palms?
I knew you were going
to bring that up.
Believe
who?
Nobody's ever, no guy has ever talked to me about his dick size. I don't know.
Like, you need better friends.
I don't know. A lot of guys say, "Oh yeah, this is how big I am," and da da da. And the next thing you know, when you actually see it in person, you're like, "Wait a second,
what happened?
Wait a second, where'd the rest of it go?" But okay,
it's true.
And in my defense, I thought the lights were going to be out.
And the ones that don't talk about it and brag about it, then they're pretty much big.
Yeah, usually that's the case. It's so funny, but usually that is the case.
You know what? It's such a fucked up double standard. Fat chicks post hot pictures at good angles, and nobody bats an eye. You fake 1 inch on a dick size, and everybody loses their goddamn mind. You know? Am I alone?
Well, not everybody.
No, I know. It's
am I alone?
You have, like, you're like fucking.
No, we're here for you, Jester.
Versus 2 inches off the floor.
Well, it was 4 and 30 or 8 and 5 minutes. So it was the 4 and 30 and bring on the Asian whores. So, like,
hey, now don't talk about my sister like that.
When three dragons on the chest or one
Asian
dragon
whore
on the floor.
Isn't that like this?
No.
That's repetitive.
Isn't it? It's just driving the point home.
Can you imagine, though, if you can actually measure, like, a woman's, like, vagina or something, and you're like, oh, yeah, I'm totally, like, 6 inches deep.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what we needed, the tightness scale, or the, you know, how tight is tight. So,
why is there no fucking device that does this yet?
You know what?
Challenge accepted.
You know, Pepper's boyfriend brought up a good point. He's like, there should be like a, like, you know, those tire gauges, how you like, you just stick it on the tire and it like shoots the little, like the little stick out with the numbers.
I mean, we already fucking stick all sorts of shit up there every
right you should
month.
Just be able to,
why
like
not?
Stick something up there and have like a little thing come out that says like how tight it is,
like how fucking tight you are, how fucking deep you are.
And then on one end, like, make it pictures. On one end, like, the tightest tight, have a chastity belt picture. And then, like, on the other side, have, like, a badge spitting out a low-flow tampon. Like
a picture of a hallway?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There you go. Picture of a hallway and a weenie.
Her football field.
Right.
It's like there's not even any fucking walls. I mean, you know, they're for the fucking girls that have like hysterectomies or something. There are no walls. They're gone.
It sounds like a fucking horror movie.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to rag on women that has that had them.
When vaginas go wrong.
That's the name of my autobiography. When vaginas go wrong.
Have you seen that or heard of that movie called, what's it called, Teeth? That's a sick movie. Teeth. Like they have a movie, a horror movie on a vagina that has teeth. So she bites the penis. when he tries to put it in her, it like has teeth.
I know, it was a fucking body double for that shit.
Wow.
I'm serious. Watch it or look it up. It's called Teeth.
Why the fuck would I want to
see
that?
Yeah, sorry, guys.
Watch it.
She's a bit of a fucking man-eater down there.
It was a fucking late night. I was bored, and I put on Showtime, and it came on. I was like, what the fuck?
She was looking for the softcore and cock horror hour.
Skidamax. That's Skidamax, not Showtime.
Skidamax. My brothers had the black box. I don't know if y'all remember that.
Showtime.
That's racist.
Showtime After Dark.
Oh, the black box. My brother had that shit.
You know what I'm talking about? I was like 10 years old. I switched that shit, and all I can see is fucking girls moaning and grinding on each other, and I'm like, whoa! Whoa.
Well, it's infinitely better than trying to watch it through a scrambled signal and only getting the audio. Not all of us could afford a black box.
Wow.
It's like, it reminds me of those anti-rape.
You gotta be with a fucking Asian level of technology, man. Like back in 95, you have to have a fucking black box.
You know what? That movie you told me that you were just talking about reminds me of those anti-rape condoms from that they sell in South Africa.
Oh,
the ones
I was
that they
just
have
about
the
to
teeth
bring
there.
Up.
Right? It's like a cone that they stick up there and it's got like razors and shit. And so, like, if they do fucking end up. If they do end up getting it, then, or
I know.
Like getting in, then yeah, it's.
I told you, they fucking molded that shit for my vagina.
So, what, the rape condoms are Asian? Or Asian chicks?
Made in China.
So they only go
like
in,
everything else.
So they only go in like 4 inches then, and then that's it? Isn't that all they need?
Oh, God, probably.
Being generous?
Well, maybe. I don't know. I guess tell me the next time you hook up with
better friends. You need better friends.
Well, it cuts back on material, at least, when it comes to production. So I guess it works out in their favor.
Well, that's true. True. Well, while we're on the topic of movies, I know we get generally kind of trashed here while we're doing the cast, the, you know, sometimes.
What?
Sometimes.
Lies. All the time.
I guess sometimes we don't. No, that's not true. That's the lie. So, what would you say your top five movies are to watch while you're fucked up? Either stoned or drunk or whatever, you know, however you like to, you know, get fucked up. But what are your top five?
Teeth 1 and 2 and Back to the Futures 1, 2, and 3.
Teeth 1 and 2? So you have seen it.
I told you. There's a sequel.
Shit, I only seen part 1. I'm not trying to watch part 2.
Well, the first one's actually called Tooth. The sequel's called Teeth.
The vagina got older.
Oh,
it
God.
Grew more teeth.
It lost its baby teeth or what?
I guess so. Oh, so it's teeth gross. 1 and 2, and then what was it? Back to the Future?
1, 2, and 3.
Oh my God, that's so boring.
What?
Back to the Future? How could you watch that when you're like...
Get out of here.
Oh, no. Hell no.
I know. What the hell? Comedy. I totally would fucking watch Back to the Future.
Back to the Future is like stupid. Like Biff or whatever his name is. Buff.
It's funny. You think it's stupid, but you know the characters' names.
I know
the
characters' names, but no.
She probably knows the whole backstory.
I only watched part one. That's it.
What?
Yes, I can.
Of
never
teeth
watch
or Back to the Future?
Of Back to the Future. I didn't get to see teeth. I'll watch that tonight.
Starring Jasmine Rice.
Well, better for her boyfriend than if she said all I have to do is look down. So, all right. What about you, Pepper? What about your top five movies to watch while you're fucked up?
I have like eight.
We all said right. Five.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna do eight.
It's all right. Not all of us can count.
Change Up, Horrible Bosses 1 and 2, Bridesmaids, Hangover, Step Brothers, Wedding Crashers, Forgetting Sarah Marshall, and Dodgeball. I love Dodgeball. I like funny movies when I'm all fucked up watching.
Yeah, those are good ones. I like Dodgeball and Forgetting Sarah Marshall's fucking.
Hangover, yeah.
The pearl necklace.
What?
Okay, go down again. They come back up. They go down again. They come back up. Oh, I see what you're doing.
I mean, better funny movies than her list is like Schindler's List, Philadelphia.
Oh, can you imagine?
The Diary of Anne Frank.
Old
the Diary
Yeller.
Of the Wimpy Kid.
Roots.
Right?
Dude, Roots is sweet.
Good call, Pepper.
Oh my God, I love that movie. I love it.
Here it comes. Here it
I
comes.
I love it. Come here, Kunta.
Kunta Kinte.
They showed us.
And Kizzy. I was going to name my little chihuahua Kizzy.
They showed us that movie in 7th grade
movie.
Or 8th grade. Tell me she wasn't the only one laughing when LeVar Burton
was
getting whipped.
I was not laughing.
She really hated Reading Rainbow.
I hated that show really, but no.
And we're like, that's why are you
movie.
Laughing?
Did you see the new version that they made like 2 years ago? 2 years ago they made the newer version. You got to watch that one.
Of what?
Roots of Lost
Roots.
In
or
New York.
Or haven't seen that one.
Kizzy and fucking Kunta.
What?
Yeah. Yes.
They did a...
They like, they remade it.
It's about their kids in college.
No, it's about the same shit, but they're newer people. Like, it's not in black and white.
It wasn't.
It's in color.
The other one was
like,
in color.
No, it wasn't, but this one is, like, real color.
It was in color.
It was in color.
Not as good as it is now. You can actually see everything. Just watch it. It came out 2 years ago.
All right. So mine are going to be number one is Super Troopers. Number two is Grandma's Boy.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. Number three is Dogma. I love that scene where he's like, out of fear of an intangible parent figure who shakes a finger at us from thousands of years ago and says, do it, and I'll fucking spank you. When he's like talking to the nun at the airport. That's why I had to come down here. That's why I had to miss my fucking cartoons. So, and then after that, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. And number five like is between like Rolling Kansas or Kingpin.
Okay.
Kingpin.
What about you, Jasmine?
Let's see. I would have to say... Damn, Forrest Gump is really fucking sweet to watch. I don't know why.
Because you're uninhibited and have no problem making jokes about handicapped people when you're trash.
So messed up, she said Forrest Gump.
Lieutenant Dan...
All that stuff I say about you behind your back is true.
All right. I would say Forrest Gump, Fight Club.
Mm-hmm. She's probably
always train spotting.
Train spotting?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't do heroin, but I mean, to each their own and whatever makes you happy. But, I mean, not for me.
Really? I love train spotting.
I don't like needles.
Two more. Let's see.
You can smoke it.
Ooh, has anyone seen Big Fish? Because that's a really cool movie to fucking watch when you're stoned.
No, I'm the straight one, remember?
Big Fish.
Yeah, Cookies.
You know what I'm talking about? That's a Tim Burton movie, man. Come on. That's a cool movie to watch. And just because I'm like a really huge fan of the fucking Beatles, I would say Across the Universe.
All right, I could watch that one.
It's pretty.
That one's good just because I really, really like the Beatles and their music. So,
right,
I totally watch that.
Because I'm all about like listening to music whenever I'm stoned. So,
or The Wall, you know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
I really like
Due Date. That's one of my favorite like movies.
Oh, that one's funny.
You don't eat waffles.
I'm allergic to waffles. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right. That's a good list. All right, guys. Well, we're coming up on our time now, so thank you for tuning in. We're going to be back with another episode tomorrow, so don't forget to check that out. Go ahead and visit the website. We're going to have some new content up on the discussion boards, and we're going to, since this contest with the dick pic thing is going to be wrapping up, pretty soon we're going to go ahead and announce the next contest. So go ahead and chime in with your ideas of what that should be or something that you think would be a good idea for us to have as a contest. Remember, don't hold anything back. We never do. All right, guys, till next week.
I like my cookies with nuts.